This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. Can you hear me okay? Yeah. Can you hear my mother's music in the background okay? Okay. Yeah, if you do happen to hear Elvis singing gospel, it's not your imagination. So good to see everyone. Welcome to the meditation. I'm fine. Yeah. Thank you. So if you're new to meditation, I'll give some guidance that I hope is clear. The basics are not intellectually complex. They are relatively simple and doable. What we do is use our ability to decide where to place attention. And we do it in a really simple way. We focus on sensations in our bodies, sensations of sound, and so forth. The reason it can make sense to do this is there's something about this mental activity which works to develop conditions for more clarity, calmness, tranquility, and so forth. So it's interesting that it works, and it does work. That being said, it is a very personal process. And so there's not much need to be evaluating during this period of time. Afterwards, we might think about it and so forth. But the idea is just to let it be simple. And there will be times when we notice that we were trying to stay with the breath, for instance, and then a few minutes later, we realize we've been daydreaming, we've been planning, we've been worried about something. Very normal. This does not indicate that we are not cut out for this. It's very natural for our attention to wander, even when it seems relatively easy when we're staying attuned. And so with mindfulness practice, when we realize the attention has drifted, we include whatever is happening in the sense that we just recognize thinking, planning, worrying, maybe emotion, and take the opportunity just to be real, just to notice what's happening, and then we bring the attention back, maybe the next in-breath as it begins. So it does take effort, but it's in a way mostly patience and a willingness to try. So let's practice together. So eyes can be open or closed. We might take a few deeper breaths to begin, slightly deeper in-breath and out-breath. Maybe even a little sigh with the out-breath. Letting your breath be normal. So we don't keep breathing deeply. It's just one way to start. So letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds that you can hear. And it can be good to notice how easy this is. So we don't have to get rid of other things happening in our experience, but we can give primary attention to sounds. Not trying to hear everything or keep track, just noticing some of the sounds that are taking place moment after moment. So in doing this, the mind is spacious, open. Sounds can come from anywhere. So tuning into sounds is a fine way to meditate. It's also good to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body. And as we begin with our bodies, just noticing generally what we can notice: head and shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. As with sounds, not trying to keep track of everything, and certainly not trying to remember what happened before, just noticing what's present now, vibration, pressure, softness, and so forth. As we feel into our bodies, it can be natural to notice sensations connected with the breath. Just a normal breath now, just letting the breath take place. There still tend to be some sensations we can notice in the abdomen, the chest, slight rising, tensing with the in-breath, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. The opening of the nose, flow of fine sensations as air comes in, as air leaves. So the idea would be just to let the attention rest, so to speak, in some place, abdomen, chest, or nose, just knowing what's happening in that part of your body as the natural breath takes place. Can be a good to kind of try to notice when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. So this is where we muster some effort, a decision to try. And this is a job that we can do, even though we won't do it perfectly, and that's not necessary to have good effects. So we can almost let go of that idea that we're supposed to do it perfectly for the entire meditation. But whenever we notice the attention has drifted, we kind of summon some alertness to that moment, right? Just, okay, what's going on? What has my attention been drawn to? Often it will be thoughts. And we don't need to squelch the thoughts, but just to recognize we're thinking. Notice how one thought leads to another so quickly. We try to avoid getting drawn into that kind of rapid flow of thoughts. So just noticing thoughts as thoughts, maybe a quiet label, thinking, just to label what's happening, or planning, worrying, often emotions in the neighborhood, right? Some degree of excitement or sorrow or anger. Just noticing what it is. We have this tremendous opportunity just to be real. And whatever our motivation for being here, the kind of the basics are the same. So we're not trying to micromanage our experience, even when our motivation might be to have less anxiety, and then we notice anxiety. Yeah, just notice. What does it feel like in your body? And then gently bring the attention back to the breath. Maybe the next in-breath as it begins. If the breath doesn't feel quite right, we can come back to sounds or notice sensations elsewhere in our bodies as that home base for attention. But for most of us, it's good to resist that temptation to try to do something perfectly here. Even though, our ability to do things is quite relevant to doing this activity. So we do use our skills, so forth. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a few more minutes for the meditation together. No need to rush or get tense, but finishing properly, you might even drop that frame. Just noticing this breath, the in-breath, the out-breath. For that matter, whatever is really pulling at your attention. So thank you. We'll end the meditation there. Thank you for your efforts for being here. So this idea of focusing attention on something relatively neutral in our experience, is a way to cultivate concentration. And this is something that can be explored on its own. There are dozens of approaches actually. Using a mantra, using different objects of consciousness. The breath is probably the most widely used, but there are other methods, of course. And this is kind of relevant and can be of interest no matter what is going on for us. For most people, an interest in meditation arises because of difficulties, right? And very human difficulties like the experience of physical pain or difficult emotions. And the way we approach these in mindfulness meditation is to, in the moment of experience, whether it's physical pain or a difficult emotion, there's this idea of radical acceptance. And this can seem paradoxical. Insofar as we are interested in meditation, insofar as we are, and often we are, because we want less pain or less anxiety and so forth. We want to manage these things better. In fact, it's not paradoxical. It can sound like this idea of, accepting myself while wanting to change. The way it makes sense is, and maybe physical pain is the best example because it's most vivid. If a part of my body is in pain, and I'm hoping that meditation will help, then first of all, turning attention to somewhere not in pain, such as the breath or somewhere else, developing concentration is a good strategy. it can be helpful. And sometimes people can see it right away, even kind of realizing that if my right shoulder is in pain, but I can focus somewhere else, like my hands or the breath, just noticing that I have that choice as to where to place attention can be extremely helpful. And then keeping attention in the neutral place, developing these qualities of clarity, stability, and so forth is good. And then in those moments where the pain draws attention, which it will, indeed, it's kind of part of its job, even when it's overdoing its job, right? We bring this really gentle but definite awareness into the pain itself, just noticing what it's like, maybe just for a few seconds. But this is the idea of I don't want to have the pain. If I'm going to have the pain, I want to manage it better. But in these moments of practice with mindfulness, with meditation, we actually bring attention into the reality. Maybe just for a few seconds and then come back to the breath. So always it's never a forced thing. It's always kind of an exercise in kind of, I have this option of noticing what it's like. I also have the option of shifting attention away to something that's not painful. And so in those moments where I'm noticing the pain, I am accepting the reality of it, even in a context where I wish it weren't there or I wish I could handle it better. And it can be very implausible. I acknowledge that this could help, but this is a method that can help and so forth. But emphasizing that it's not like the instruction is not just feel the pain. It's much more nuanced than that, right? But there is that, just stay with the breath. You don't even rush to feel the pain, but there'll be a time where you're like, okay, what is it like? And the reason that it works, one reason for thinking about how it works is along with the pain, there tends to come this kind of cloud, so to speak, of responses, like quite rationally wishing the pain weren't there. But when it's chronic pain, where it's part of our lives, there can be kind of even develop some mental habits so that we wish it weren't there, but also we're kind of angry or maybe really angry, frustrated, despairing, and so forth. And there's something about just noticing what the sensations are, which can tend to undercut some of these unnecessary responses that are actually making it worse than necessary. So there's obviously more to say about that, but that's the core of the method. And very similar with difficult emotions like anxiety, where we might, we're staying with the breath, then we have a thought, then another thought, and then we notice anxiety. And again, the invitation, not the command, but the invitation is to notice what life is like in those moments. Like, what is it like for me to feel anxiety? And we do encourage feeling our bodies, right? These emotions do tend to have some component which is physical, visceral, that we can feel in our torsos and so forth. We don't want to just stay with the stream of anxious thoughts, right? It can be good to kind of develop that, okay, but what's happening in my body? But the idea is we're accepting the reality of this emotion. We're not pretending that it's not there, right? And so again, it's always a good option to shift attention back to the breath, just cultivate more clarity and so forth. But the core of mindfulness is this sort of radical acceptance of what life is like in the moments that we're in. And so the idea of accepting myself while wanting to change can be broken down into, yes, accepting the reality of this pain when it's there, even though in the big picture, I quite rationally hope it goes away. And even if it doesn't go away, that I can manage it better. With emotions like anxiety or sorrow or anger, where, yeah, in principle, yeah, I would rather not have these emotions, but they're part of life. They're part of my life right now. We can actually accept this reality, even in the context where we're hoping to manage these states better. So I do teach this with confidence. I have practiced with these things. It is a personal, very personal thing. We want to be wary of kind of setting up some model of what we're supposed to do. But insofar as we find that even a few minutes or a few moments, even in the meditation, where it's like, oh, okay, yes, that can make sense. Take some courage from that encouragement to, to encourage yourself to like, okay, this is something I can explore on my own for myself. And see what happens. So thank you for your attention. Thank you for your practice. It's good to be with you. Yeah, I'm visiting my mother. I recovered from COVID. That was I'm totally out of the window. I would never have come here if I weren't for sure over it and not contagious. The difficulty of being here is that my brother and I will go miniature golfing with my mother at some point this week. I probably complained about this before in this setting. She's very hard to beat. At the age of 97, she consistently beats me at miniature golf, and I am not letting her win. I swear, if I were a better person, I might be letting her win, but I'm actually trying not to get beat by my 97-year-old mother. So we'll see what happens. Thank you for your attention. Thanks for showing up, and we'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.